We're now tapping in with West Coast Radio. Throw up your motherfucking dubs. West Coast's number one online music source for new hip-hop and EDM. Recording live from an undisclosed location across Killicali, from the Bay to L.A. down to Dago. Visit us at westcoastradio.tv. Now, DJ, let's get back to those bangers.
This is the Murder on My Mind podcast. I'm your host, DJ MTK, West Coast Radio. Sad to announce the passing of a young Mexican Chicano artist, Money Sign Suede, Jaime Valdez, who was attacked in prison while he was serving his sentence on Tuesday night. That would be April 25th, 2023. Anybody who has listened to our podcast in the past, our goal is to raise awareness of gang culture across our nation. People that have passed away, R.I.P. Draco, R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle. You know, I feel very a somber mood today. You know, we had the privilege of interviewing Money Sign Suede. He was only 22 years old. I had the privilege to interview him, and I don't know, I really don't know why. And I tweeted this yesterday. I've had a brother pass away. He was stabbed as well, Christmas Day. Anybody who's listened to these podcasts may already know that. Anybody knows me personally. The reason why we created the station is one of the homies passed away. We all have this story. And you know, I tweeted yesterday, I don't know why I'm taking the news of Money Sign Suede being murdered so hard. Is it because I interviewed him and I believed in him? Is it because it's another case of a young Chicano dying due to gang culture? And then I tweeted, or is it because how he died in prison? Shanked in the shower where you're most vulnerable. R.I.P. Suede. You know, he's from Los Angeles, Huntington Park, 22 years old. And, you know, I even think about my brother when he passed away. And I'll read what this is Fox 11. Los Angeles, up-and-coming Mexican-American rapper Money Sign Suede was killed in a California prison after he was stabbed in the shower, according to authorities, at the age of 22. Suede, whose real name is Jaime Brugada Valdez, was found in a shower area of the correctional training facility in Soledad shortly before 10 p.m. Tuesday night. He died at the prison's medical facility. They basically did roll call. He wasn't in his cell. They end up finding him in the shower. He was sentenced in Riverside County last December to serve 2 years and 8 months on two charges of being a convicted felon in possession of a gun. You know, I think that when I had the chance to interview him, maybe why I'm taking it a little bit more personal, and shout out to TK and their whole management team with our Baron Group and Atlantic Records for setting up that interview. I was so proud to have him on our network, you know, so proud to be talking to a young Chicano, knowing that he was about to go to jail, knowing that, you know, he's out there living that life a little, you know, younger. When I was in my 20s, I was doing the same shit to an extent. But, you know, he was on the right track with the right people, and he was going to go serve his jail sentence. He got caught up with the gun. You know how many times I fucking had a strap on me? You know how many times I fucking should have been in prison for that shit? And I think to myself, the way they got him in the shower, I mean, he could have been taking a shower butt naked. The vulnerability that you have to be stabbed in the fucking neck. Think about that. It's how savage it is in prison. How cruel it is in prison. The person that stabbed him is now going to become I don't think he was a lifer because they were in a maximum security, maximum prison. So the person that did stab him, and we don't know if it's multiple people, the whole story hasn't came out. Prison is still, you know, they're doing their investigation. But that's what they respect in prison. You respect the killers. You respect the shot callers. So this person that stabbed him, either to make a name of himself or felt like he maybe they had some beef and was disrespected. Like I said, we don't know what the story was. At the end of the day, a young talented artist lost his life. A young talented artist went to prison for gang culture. And one of the reasons why we created the station and created this actual podcast was to create more awareness on how we can fucking chart changing this shit. Draco died from a stabbing. That's one of the most vicious ways to get murdered. Not that any murder's fucking not vicious, because they're all fucking vicious. But that's what we glorify gangbanging. We glorify set tripping on these neighborhoods that we don't even fucking own property on. And if you really want to get to the root of the problem, I was watching Blood In, Blood Out over the weekend for Chicano Park Day. I love that fucking movie. And they're talking about the story back in the 70s of these young Chicanos in LA going through the same shit motherfuckers are doing now. That's fucking 80s, 90s, 2000, 2010, over 40 fucking years, and we're still doing this shit. We're still killing each other out on the fucking streets. We're still riding around with guns. These are our territories. We're still going into prison, getting incarcerated, and becoming even worse people in there because there's nothing but savages in prison. You think about Nipsey Hussle's, they were talking about Nipsey Hussle's murderer. In prison, it's a whole different set of rules. He's now a lifer. Your respect level has just gone up to a fucking 1,000. Especially with murderers. Because you're willing to put in work. Now, behind the scenes, I don't think I talk about this enough. I really imagine white people, like old school white people, during the civil rights movement in the CIA, they're like that, the character on The Simpsons, Mr. Burns, when he's like tapping his fingers. Excellent. That's how I feel like they're looking at us like we're fucking idiots. Like the plan worked. We got them against each other. We broke up their families. We created a system of incarceration, which then led into the streets of fucking gangs. Because when you get incarcerated, it becomes a race gang. You lead that into the streets. You don't have a father to fuck that raised you or you're looking up to. And now you're kicking it with all the homies on the street and you're kicking it in an area that doesn't have a lot of income, like the northern parts of every city. This isn't the Beverly Hills motherfuckers aren't going through this type of shit. The La Jolla motherfuckers ain't going type of this shit in San Diego. Think about any city you're in. It's the north side is the richer side because they pushed everybody back to the south side when after the civil rights movement happened and after segregation, after they couldn't have slaves anymore. And I don't mean to get too fucking deep on this because you know what? I'm upset. I'm fucking sad. And it goes back to how can we break this cycle? How? And you know, I did a recent post on my story, on my page, you know, that for me personally, house music saved my life. And I was so embarrassed and so, I don't know what word, not proud to say that because I was like, I threw up a gangster. Like, man, you don't fucking like that shit. But it saved my life. Why is it that country singers aren't killing each other and getting incarcerated? Why isn't it that the people that lived into pop music aren't going to prison and fucking getting incarcerated and gangbanging? The people that are into house music, they're not getting incarcerated and gangbanging and dying because they're not consumed with that. We've consumed our mind with this from a very young age, and we glorify it to a point where we start living it. And for me, I started at a very young age, and to a point where it started becoming who I was. It's almost a human interaction. It's very natural to want to be part of a tribe. So your tribe, if you're not going to high school anymore, it's with the homies on the streets. And if the homies on the streets, none of them have a dad because they're locked up or fucking died because of the system that the white man pretty much put in place to break up our families, which is CIA. If you really fucking do your homework and shit, this is a scheme they pulled up on us, and it worked. And I think that's why I'm so fucking pissed off. And that doesn't mean like people aren't able to get out. It just makes it so much fucking harder. And we need to start having this conversation. I watched Blood In, Blood Out over the weekend. Nothing's fucking changed. Nothing. We're still doing this. And it's almost like this. They got into the psyche of the human being of wanting to be part of a tribe. And as you do that and you start kicking with all the homies, man, we got each other's back. What's up? But then the same dudes on the other side of the street or two blocks away, they're doing the same thing. But now it's us against them. Why though? Why is it us against them? Why? During the civil rights movement, we were all bonded together. All Mexicans, all my black homies. But now we all killing each other, and none of us can come together. And then you have all these decades of fucking gangbanging, and you killed him, he killed you, he killed you, he killed them. And it just goes back and forth, back and forth. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. That's what we're fucking doing. We're in this rat race, just spinning. Brrr. Nothing's changing. Nothing's changing. I hope someone can listen to this and really take it in and really think about it. And the one thing I'll share with everybody, Murder My Mind podcast, DJ MTK, West Coast Radio. I can't change the world, but I can change the people that I have direct contact with. My nieces and nephews, my immediate family members, the people associated with West Coast Radio. I told all the homies, come over here and kick it with us and be part of this media group. Pick up a camera. Help us on social media. We need to give our youngsters a different target. And shout out to the homie at Refuse Media, Dalaski. He really put that in my mind, and he's so fucking right. We got to give these youngsters another way to start thinking about what they want to become. We got to give them a new target, a new mission. That could be fucking, you know, riding a bike. That could be painting. That could be, you know, I want to get an education. That could be, hey, I fucking love basketball, or I love soccer. That could be, hey, I want to be part of media. You know, we have to protect our women out here. There's so many things that we need to create change in, and it starts with by all of us coming together and having the conversation. But listen, you know, RIP, Jaime Valdez, my condolences to you and your family. I keep thinking, why am I taking it so hard? And I think it's because it's just been building up. And 22 years old to be murdered in that way. Nobody there to protect you. It's just you and that knife. Imagine that feeling. Imagine it. And the person that took his life is now a lifer. Now has more stripes on his shoulders. Because that's what they want in there. Leave you out with popping. 4 million streams on YouTube. RIP Money Side Suede. Gone too soon.